morning. Good morning. Welcome to Acts in Faith Prayer Conference Call. My name is Jeanette, and I bring you greetings from the Beloved Ministries, where our visionary and founder is the Rev. Tell Me Something Good, D. Hill. We're at the end of 2025 with our theme, which was, Who is He? What is He to You? We are currently in week 2 of the Advent season. It is a time of anticipation and preparation for the celebration of the birth of Jesus Christ on Christmas Day. Advent symbolizes the church's present situation in these last days as God's people wait for the return of Christ in glory to consummate his eternal kingdom. And week 2 is all about peace. Peace. The scriptures this morning comes from the book of Philippians chapter 4, verses 6 through 7, and Isaiah 26, verse 3. Come on, Jay, with two scriptures. Okay, the NIV reads, this is Philippians chapter 4. It reads, Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God. And Isaiah 26, verse 3 reads, You will keep in perfect peace those whose minds are steadfast because they trust in you. The commentary this morning comes from the site Sharing Bread. It reads, Paul warns believers against yielding to disturbing and perplexing worries and anxieties over our needs and difficulties this life continually presents. He issues the great antidote to worry. Prayer permeated with petitions with thanksgiving. This keeps our mind steadfastly focused in perfect peace, trusting and leaning upon the one who has control over all circumstances. Those who trust in the Lord enjoy a complete and genuine peace. This inner tranquility encourages believers to continue to trust in the Lord, even through trying circumstances, whereas worry robs us of peace and leaves us anxious, fearful, and distraught. In these times, we must lean on the Lord so we don't sink in the deep pits of our troubles and despair or fall into a sinful spiral in choosing the wrong path. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, good morning, and thank you for another day. Thank you for a new beginning. We pray we start this day with your peace, O Lord. Thank you for the peace. We begin the day by thanking you for who you are, O Lord. Thank you for forgiving us of our sins, O Lord. Thank you for loving us enough to take on all we had, O Lord. Thank you for sacrificing your life for us. We love you. We adore you today, Lord God. Thank you for being our peace. Thank you for providing a safe space for us to cast our cares onto you. Thank you for being strong when we feel weak, O Lord, and giving us the strength we need to face anything, O Lord. Thank you for allowing us to be thankful in our situations. Even after hearing the most devastating news, O Lord, we can be grateful. We can be grateful because something, O Lord, it could have been worse. We know that there is always situations where things can be worse. So we have to find, we have to be grateful and thankful in every situation. Thank you, Theo. Thank you for the lessons learned in our life situations, Lord God. Thank you for the hope you provide. If we can just see another day, a new mercy, Lord God, we thank you. Thank you for the comfort we feel knowing we are always, you are always with us, Lord God, and we are never alone. Thank you for never forsaking us, oh God. Thank you. Thank you for the path you provided for us, Lord God. And we pray that we walk in your way, Lord God, that we walk closer to you, Lord God, each and every time. We thank you. We give peace, Lord God. We thank you for the peace this morning, Lord God. Thank you for the peace. Thank you for the comfort. Thank you for your love you give to us each and every day, Lord God. You are wonderful in all your ways, and we are grateful. We thank you. We love you. We adore you, Lord God. In Jesus' name, we pray. We pray from our prayer list this morning. Our Reverend D asks us to pray for all of those who ministered yesterday on Sunday, Lord God, whether they were preaching, teaching, dancing, singing, the musicians, the media, all of that is ministering onto God, Lord God. So we pray for all of those who worshiped yesterday, Lord God. We ask for rest and restoration, Lord God. Replenish, Lord God. Pour into those people who poured out for you yesterday, Lord God. And we thank you. We thank you for all of the people who ministered and who got your word out, who participated in any way, Lord God. We pray for those who said a prayer, Lord God, unto you yesterday, Lord God, who went to church, Lord God, who heard the word, Lord God. We know that it's a community, Lord God, and we pray for all of those involved, the participants, Lord, the recipients, Lord God. We pray for everyone on yesterday, Lord God. We also lifting up this morning Reverend Darryl Green, who was installed as pastor of the Day Spring Baptist Church in Harlem. We lift him up, Lord God. We thank you, Lord God. Another one has crossed over who is leading your people, Lord God. We pray that you give him what he needs to be a great leader, Lord God. We pray that you give him what Day Spring needs, Lord God, as they've been looking for a pastor and they chose Reverend Darryl Green, Lord God. So we pray for him, Lord God. We pray for his vision, Lord God. We pray that that is in line with you, Lord God. We pray for the strength he would need in his leadership as a new pastor, Lord God. We pray his congregation surrounds him with love and support, Lord God. So we lift up Reverend Darryl Green and the Day Spring Baptist Church as they start something new, Lord God, as they begin to build and to bring in more people for your kingdom, Lord God. So we lift them up, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. We say amen, Lord God. We also lifting up our Rev D this morning, Lord God, and we pray that she has the support she needs so that she can get through her to-do list, Lord God. That she's one who loves a list, Lord God. She writes everything down, and that's why she's on point with mostly everything, Lord God. So we lift her up. We pray that she's productive this week, Lord God. We pray that she's able to get things done, knock some things off her to-do list, Lord God. We pray for her and all that she has going on and all the moving parts that need to gel together, Lord God. So we lift her up, Lord God. We pray for organization, Lord God. We pray that that God will send some administrators to Beloved Ministries, Lord God. We need some admin help, Lord God. Beloved Ministries is growing, Lord God, and with growing and developing people, it's moving people, elevating members in other ways, Lord God, lifting them, elevating them in your kingdom. So we are grateful for the elevation. We are grateful for the growth, Lord God. So we need more people to come in and help, Lord God. We need admins and people who can keep things in the way that Beloved likes it to be, Lord God. We are organized people, and things and it is that way because of our admin staff. So we are looking and we're asking God to send those with those skills to Beloved Ministries so that we can continue to do what we do on this platform and others, Lord God. So in the name of Jesus, Lord God, we lift up Rev D as she has to take on these things, adding more to her to-do list. So, but we pray and we are grateful. We are grateful this morning, Lord God. And Rev D also asks us to pray for the Supreme Court judges as they review the birthright citizenship, Lord God. May God protect all of those people, all people that are born in the United States, Lord God. The judges have to rule on things because the way things are going, they want to change things, and we just pray that they don't go back to the way things were in slavery days, Lord God, the way things were Jim Crow days, Lord God. We are praying. We are a progressive nation, Lord God, and we have to move forward. We can't go back to the way things were where bigotry was rampant. It's rampant now, Lord God, but we pray. We pray that the Supreme Court judges make the right decision, Lord God, in protecting people, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray and we say amen, Lord God. Our sister Tia asks us to lift up her mom, Suzanne, and pray for healing of her body, Lord God, and give her a favorable results in her medical test, Lord God. We lift up Miss Suzanne this morning, Lord God. You know all about her. You know what she needs, Lord God. You've healed her over and over again, Lord God, and we ask that you continue to stay on her, Lord God. Continue to cover her in your blood, Lord God. Heal her body, Lord God, and give her favorable results, Lord God. We know she has some medical tests coming up, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you in advance for what you're going to do for her, Lord God. We pray for Tia's brother, Lord God, who's a caretaker, Lord God. We lift him up, Lord God. We pray for his strength, Lord God. We pray that he has all he needs mentally, emotionally, physically, Lord God. It is not easy. It is not easy being a caretaker, Lord God, to those you love, Lord God. So we lift her, we lift him up, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We say amen, amen. We're also lifting up Tia's mother-in-law, Mrs. Barbara Sally, who is not feeling well, Lord God, due to a bad cold, Lord God. We pray that she is feeling better, Lord God, that she gets through this flu season, whatever's going around, Lord God, that's slowing people down, Lord God. This is the season. We pray that she gets over this bad cold, that it passes, Lord God. We pray that her lungs are clear, that her nose, her nostrils are clear, Lord God. It's so uncomfortable not being able to breathe clearly or feeling aches in your body, Lord God. So we lift up Mrs. Barbara Sally in the name of Jesus. We pray for her healing, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. And our sister Tia also asks us to give a special prayer for the children and the families who are in shelters during this time of year, Lord God. We pray for the homeless situation, Lord God, across our nation, Lord God. And we know that during this time it is very difficult. It's difficult to be in a shelter anyway, Lord God. But during this time in the holiday season, it seems like it's extra difficult during this time because everyone wants to be in a home, a loving home, a safe home during the holiday season. So we lift up those children, and those families who do the best that they can in the situations we have, Lord God. So we pray, and we pray for the shelters across the nation, Lord God, that are working diligently to find homes for people, Lord God, and also who make the Christmas season or the holiday season as festive and as comfortable as it can be during this season, Lord God. So we thank you for the resources that go to these places, Lord God. We thank you for all of those who give and send gifts and angel trees across the nation who think about someone else during this season. If it's one gift, one coat, one pocketbook, one anything, they are appreciative, and the shelters and the homes and the group homes and everything, everywhere where there's people that's displaced or out of their living situation, we thank you for the people who step in between, Lord God. We thank you for these places, Lord God. We lift them up in the name of Jesus. We say amen, amen this morning. I also want to lift up my friend Shanice Collins, who lost her mom last week, and it's been a rough time for her, as now she is the last living person in her family besides her daughter and her husband, or her new family that she's made, but her birth family, she's the last surviving members. And I just want to lift her up and encourage her. And she is a life coach, and you know, sometimes, and life be life, and for everyone. So even though you're a life coach and you're used to encouraging people, sometimes you need encouragement and you need support and you need a village to help you. So I lift up Shanice Collins in this time of bereavement, this time of adjusting, trying to make preparations and reservations from another state is very difficult, and also dealing with the loss of employment. And we've been out of work for almost a year now, Lord God. The nation is suffering with unemployment, and it seems like it's continuing. So we lift up those who are unemployed, lift up those who are seeking apartments and employment during this time, and life still happens. So we have to continue to move on, make adjustments, pivot, Lord God, and reach out to your village, your church, and your friends, and anyone who could help. You know, she said it yesterday, like she's waving the white flag and asking for help. So we lift up those people who are in need and just need to open their mouths and ask, and prayers will be answered. So we thank you in advance for all you do. I also want to lift up Armani Parsons' dad, who has been in the hospital since Thanksgiving. Brought him home and had to take him right back to the ER. So we pray for Amari's dad, Lord God. You know all about him. You know what he needs. We pray that they do not rush and take their time to find out what the situation is and give him the medical attention that he needs, Lord God. We lift him up. We lift up Armani and all that she needs to do to help her dad, Lord God. We are all, many of us are in the way of caring for our parents, Lord God. So we pray that we get what we need, the resources to help the compassion, Lord God, all that is needed. In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray for these things. This is today. Today is Monday, December 8th. I want to lift up Jamie Street and wish her a very happy birthday today, as it is her birthday. I pray that she gets everything that she needs this year, Lord God. I pray for, I'm thankful for another year for her, Lord God, and another year of friendship, Lord God. We pray for those who are also having birthdays this week. I believe Wendy Stewart is also celebrating a birthday this week, Lord God. So we pray and we thank God for another year. We thank God for all of you do for all of us, Lord God. For all of us, Lord God, we thank you. We know each day is a birthday, Lord God, so we are grateful. We are grateful that we are up and to see another day, Lord God. So I want to thank you. I want to lift all of these prayers and the prayers on our prayer line. We going into 2026 strong, Lord God, so we continue to ask for these prayers, and we pray for all of those that have been on our list this year as we continue to lift these prayers unto you, Lord God, and we thank you. We thank you that you hear us, Lord God, and we're grateful for these prayers, and we ask all of these things in the name of your Son, Jesus. We say amen, amen, amen. We thank you for joining us today on this prayer line. Please continue to join us every Monday at 6:30 a.m. as we ask, seek, and knock, as we go believing that God has heard us and he will answer. I know he heard us and he will answer. So please send your prayer request to our email address, which is askinfaithprayers@gmail.com. Our playback number for this call is 520-636-4582. The passcode is 8277806#. And please visit our beloved website at belovedministriesny.com for all of our upcoming events. Thank you, and we pray you have a wonderful day. I will release the line so that we all may greet each other. Please hold.